4:43 on the DWS News Hour. Governor Bruce Rauner is here in studio with us, making a stop on his way back from the Chicago area to Springfield. Governor, appreciate you stopping by. I imagine you have a very busy itinerary right now.
Yes, Scott, it's great to be here with you in Champaign. And yes, I'm actually traveling the state, both doing government work as well as obviously campaign work. The most important election of our lifetime is going on right now, and I'm here to make sure, remind all your listeners, get out and vote. Critically important.
I imagine the more than used to be have already voted because early voting has become a more prominent thing.
It really has.
Does that affect, you know, how you try to campaign because of that early voting?
Well, it makes it all the more important that we get out early to talk to the voters well ahead of the early voting start. We used to focus on Election Day. Well, the reality is people have been voting for many days. And you can vote right now, and your listeners should know that it's actually very convenient to get out and vote early. That way, in case of something comes up on Election Day or you're busy or sick or something's going on, you make sure your vote is in. Because, boy, these elections are going to be very close for these state races, and every vote counts.
Now, of course, there are folks that have already made their decision whether they've voted early or not, whether it be party affiliation or just commitment to one candidate or another. But do you feel you need to spend time trying to persuade people that maybe have made up their mind already?
Absolutely. You know, the truth is coming out about my challenger more and more. He's been trying to buy this election with his inherited billions. He's flooded the airwaves with false and misleading advertising. But now, just through the truth, through the media and the press doing their homework and digging things up, the truth is becoming known about the conflicts of interest, the corruption, the behavior within his campaign. And the more the truth gets known, I think a lot of folks who thought they might be voting one way are going to be switching here at the end. So getting the message out is critically important.
How do you feel about the tone of the campaign from both sides so far? A lot of observers have said it's getting nasty.
Well, you know, politics is rough. This is especially in the state of Illinois. It's a rough, nasty process. You know, I come from the business world. I had never run for office ever in my life, and this was never my life goal, I have to admit. But the business community asked me to run 4 years ago. It's actually 6 years ago. They thought I could win, and they knew that I'd fight for more jobs and lower taxes and better schools and term limits, and that's what I've tried to do. But you know, as a business person, I'm just not used to the acrimony and the emotion and the nastiness. And I've tried to, persuade folks, hey, let's just run policy ads or accomplishment ads. And what all these political consultants say is, Bruce, if you want to win elections, you got to get rough. You got to get nasty. Unfortunately, attack ads work. It's a sad fact, but I guess it's just the truth.
Is that why you were willing to put out that ad that came out recently that had a profane word in it?
Yeah, it's about breaking through the clutter. You know, I'm being outspent 5-1. Pritzker has set a record for any single candidate for governor in U.S. history in any state, including California. He's outspending by many, many tens of millions of dollars. And we got to break through the clutter. Some people say, well, that ad's about marriage or it's about language. What it's about is trying to make sure everybody understands that Pritzker is loyal to Madigan, connected, tied to Madigan, funds Madigan, uses Madigan's law firm, has been part of the Madigan machine for decades in Chicago. And they're both loyal to the political system in Chicago. They're not loyal to people in Champaign County. They're not really working for the people. They're working with those insiders who make their money from government, just like Pritzker has done himself and Madigan does. We need that truth out there, because if that truth is known, we can stand up and stop the corruption and the taxes that these guys are bringing.
Nonetheless, is that type of tone something that you would have never even considered even a few years ago? Has it changed? Has President Trump's type of rhetoric sort of given permission for this?
Well, I don't know about that. I do think that just broadly in America, we should strive in our conversations with each other to be respectful and to listen and learn and find common ground. That's certainly what I've tried to do in my role as governor. I've tried to work with the General Assembly in a way that every policy change, every recommendation I've made, is bipartisan or nonpartisan. And I've made sure everything that I've pushed for, whether it's the pension reform that I've recommended, Democrats in Rhode Island did the pension reform I'm recommending. Democrats in California have done term limits and fare maps. Democrats in Massachusetts did the workers' comp reform I'm recommending, and they've taken health care out of collective bargaining for government employees to fix the budget problems. Democrats have done what I'm recommending, and that's why I think if we listen to each other, respect each other, we can find common ground. If we can get a few more legislators in there who will vote their conscience rather than what Mike Madigan directs them to do, boy, we're going to make great progress in our state.
Governor Bruce Rauner is here with us in studio on the DWS News Hour. I'm Scott Beatty with you. It's 4:48 now. I wanted to ask you about President Trump. He is going to be downstate tomorrow in mm-hmm. Murfreesboro. Will you be attending the rally there?
Yeah, it looks like I'll be able to make it work. I've got a hectic schedule. The president does as well. But I'm a supporter of Mike Bost, who's running for re-election in Congress. That's a very important race down in southern Illinois, down in Carbondale. I'm probably going to ride my Harley down tomorrow because it's supposed to be a nice day. I'll be doing some campaigning all the way down. And I'd like to catch up with the president. We still don't know exactly how much time he'll have and how much that overlaps with my time. But I do want to thank the president. You know, his administration, very helpful in getting our 1115 Medicaid waiver done. We got $2 billion from the federal government up front to transform mental health services in our state. We are now national leaders in mental health services, and thanks in part to the Trump administration. And they also, his administration through Elaine Chao, his transportation secretary, actually she's a good personal friend of mine, they've given us some of the largest grants in Illinois history to upgrade our rail system and invest in our transportation. So I want to say thank you to that, to the president. But also I want to talk some about trade. And to talk a bit about immigration and some of the policy issues that I've traveled to the White House to discuss several times and take advantage of the opportunity that's coming into town to visit.
If you get there, do you plan to be there on stage with him, have a public appearance with him?
All that's to be determined. I don't know, but my goal is to be down there and to visit with him.
Is any concern about political fallout? You know, he is a polarizing figure.
Well, he's polarizing. There's no question about it. Emotions run high. But, you know, my job as governor is to work with whoever is in the White House. I worked with President Obama very closely and his administration, and I had friends in his administration. I work with President Trump. And I have members of his administration who are friends of mine. Actually, Mike Pence, the vice president, actually a good personal friend of mine. We're pretty close. And Mike and I have talked fairly frequently. And actually, Mike Pence's chief of staff ran my campaign. His chief of staff is one of my best friends and is now helping run the White House. So, but my job, you know, is to make sure that the people of Illinois have their interests represented in Washington, and then I'm there advocating, whether it's for federal dollars, whether it's for relief for our businesses on some of these tariff battles that are going on, whether it's to make sure that our farmers get more access to foreign markets. I work with the White House, I work with Congress, and it's a core part of what I do.
Governor Bruce Rauner is here with us, and since you are here in town, wanted to ask you about a few matters of local interest. The Discovery Partners Institute, what's your understanding of the distinction between you and your opponent when it comes to that and the $500 million that's slated for it?
Well, I've fought hard to expand the U of I. The U of I is one of the greatest schools in the world. I didn't attend the U of I, but I've been a longtime donor. I've donated significant resources. I served on the Chancellor's Advisory Board here at the U of I. I'm a big advocate for this outstanding school. And I want to make sure that the U of I grows here in Champaign, primarily Champaign-Urbana, but also that the U of I can expand in partnerships and in presence in other communities throughout the state, Springfield, Rockford, Peoria, Chicago. So we can integrate our students and our faculty in with other students and faculty in other schools, but also, very importantly, in the business community of our state, and then make it easier for our students to start companies from the research they do with the university. The U of I has an extraordinary opportunity to drive even more economic growth across the state than the school already does. And I think we can do for our state what MIT and Harvard have done for New England, and what Stanford and Berkeley have done in terms of just the extraordinary, massive, massive economic growth from the businesses started by the students and faculty at those schools. And those schools have nothing on the U of I. The U of I is as good as any school in the world. And when you look at their businesses started by their alums or former students or faculty, PayPal, YouTube, Oracle, Netscape, Siebel Systems, iTunes, Tesla Motors, I could name off dozens and dozens. We need to make it easier for the students to build those businesses here in Champaign, here in Decatur, here in Springfield, Rockford, Chicago, by letting them use the results of their research, not charging them royalties, not charging them fees, and helping them, you know, set up a lab right next door to their dorm room and say, start a company and have it be here. We can be on a rocket ship and integrate them through apprenticeships and internships with our local businesses across the state. The economic growth here can be phenomenal. I've been working on this idea for 12 years. One of the reasons I ran for governor is to make it a reality. I'm very proud that I got $500 million in the capital budget to fund the U of I expansion here in Champaign and other communities. My goal is to get another billion in the future. And I look forward to not only being a donor myself, but to raising billions of dollars from other alumni and donors who believe in the vision. I'd like to take credit for the idea of expanding the U of I and integrating them across their students across the state. But you know what? This idea for Discovery Partners, this idea for the Illinois Innovation Network, actually, I found through my research, this was first proposed to Governor Jim Thompson by McKinsey and Company, the strategy consulting firm, way back in 1983. This was a great idea then, and it's an even better idea now.
And to circle back, you had said before that you might be interested in donating, and that's obviously then something you're still planning to do towards the DPI.
Yeah. I don't want to get that into the election stuff, so I'll deal with that in the coming months. But yeah, I definitely want to be a supporter.
Now, sorry to bring up a sore subject, but this summer you met with community leaders here to apologize for some remarks you made about Champaign-Urbana. Do you feel like reconciliation happened, and how has your relationship here with Champaign-Urbana moved since then?
Oh, yes. No, and my words were not well chosen. I wasn't criticizing Champaign as much as talking about the frustration that many small communities experience in competing with the big cities that have the mega international airports, that have the massive transportation infrastructure. It's a challenge for smaller communities, and I didn't choose my words well, and I apologize for that. I don't criticize Champaign or Urbana. The leaders here, the school here, phenomenal, but there are challenges. Size, distance from other metropolitan areas, size of airport, the extent of public transit, those are challenges that we got to work on and overcome. The main thing we got to understand is that businesses are looking for various characteristics, and we got to make sure that every type of business, we offer the package that's most competitive to bring businesses to the state of Illinois, because that economic growth acceleration is our number one priority and number one challenge to overcome all of our other problems.
And did want to get to a hot topic today. I'm sure you're aware the Chicago Tribune is reporting that your office administration knew about the dangers of some cancer-causing pollution from Sterigenics up in the suburbs, and that was kept quiet for 8 months. Do you have any comment on the matter? Are you satisfied with the level of transparency on that?
Yes, and that's not really accurate information. Our Illinois EPA has been working with the USA EPA for many months, and the process has been ongoing to monitor that company, to investigate that company, doing whatever it takes to make sure that public safety is enhanced. And we're working with the Attorney General's office right now to see if we could get the company to temporarily suspend operations while the US EPA drives this process. They determine safe levels, and they've been unclear about what is safe or whether the company can be operated at what the safety issues are. So we're trying to see if we could get the company to temporarily suspend until we get clarity from the US EPA.
Your firm GTCR has an interest still in Sterigenics. Are you have an interest in it then as well financially?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked the question. The answer is I absolutely do not have any economic interest whatsoever in that company. I've been falsely criticized by my political opponents. There's been a lot of false political attacks. I had a small economic interest in that company 3 years ago. It's gone, have no connection whatsoever. And what it's important for everybody to understand is our Illinois EPA and our Department of Public Health has been working with the US EPA, who really drives the process, for many months to understand the risks of that company and make sure that we are keeping the public safe.
Governor, I have just a few seconds left. Anything else you'd like Champaign-Urbana folks to know?
Well, I'm here primarily to remind everybody, please get out and vote. Don't stay home. Everything's on the line this election. This election will determine whether the Chicago political machine that's been strangling our state for 35 years with taxes and corruption and job losses comes back into complete power and controls the governorship and the General Assembly and the judicial system like they have. Boy, turn out the lights. We can't go there. I've had so many companies tell me, Bruce, we stayed in Illinois because you won. We're fighting with you for lower taxes and more economic growth. We're with you. But if you're not there, we're leaving. And I'm worried that if we don't hold the governorship and stop the political machine out of Chicago from gerrymandering the districts again after the 2020 census and putting in a massive income tax hike, if we don't stand against that, the stream of businesses that have left the state over the last 35 years will turn into a flood and will never solve any of our problems. That's why I'm asking everybody get out and vote. I do not believe that the issues in this election are Democrat versus Republican. I believe these issues are about taxes and corruption. And we have to come together as a people and stand up against the conflicts of interest in the Chicago political machine, the tax hikes they push to fund their own self-interest, and the gerrymandering and the corruption that they've been caught with repeatedly. Four out of my nine predecessors as governor have gone to prison. Mr. Pritzker has been accused of tax fraud, mail fraud, and perjury by Democrats in the Inspector General's office in Cook County. We can't take this risk of this corruption anymore. We've got to stand firm, so everybody get out and vote.
Governor, I got to leave you there. Appreciate very much you stopping by.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
CBS News is next.